Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on climate action, climate change, and the things we can all do to help minimise the impact on the environment. We'll be joined by Leo Donovan, CEO of We Ireland, very shortly to discuss new research which suggests that one in eight people in Ireland continues to dump small electrical items in household bins. And this figure almost doubles among younger age groups, a demographic that you might think would be much more environmentally conscious. So are these findings actually a surprise? Well, we sent Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
I'm 22. Like, I would make the effort, but I think a lot of like people my age wouldn't really care that much, to be honest. I think there's a lot of apathy there towards those kind of issues.
It's all throwaway society, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm 25 and personally I try recycle batteries, but I don't really do it as I should do.
I would throw it in the bin as well because I have no clue where they go and I'm not going out searching for the information either.
I'm 18. I don't normally throw them out. I normally, if I have a broken phone or a broken AirPod, I go get them fixed.
I'm from Seattle originally, and when I got here, I really noticed that the recycling is kind of subpar. Like, there's not really that many places to put it, so I do throw them in the trash. Like, sometimes I always feel super guilty about it.
Well, we're joined now by Leo Donovan, CEO of We Ireland, to discuss this new research. And Leo, just listening to the reaction there, I have to admit that I'm very surprised by the response. But for you and We Ireland, the findings that so many people, particularly young people, are now disposing or dumping their small electrical items in household bins, is that a surprise to you?
Yes, in one way and no in another, because if we look at the large electrical appliances like dishwashers, washing machines, fridge freezers, televisions, we have a very good take-back rate on those big appliances. But the younger generation probably aren't house owners at that stage of their life and have lots of small electrical appliances like their mobile phones, like their AirPods, you know, and even some of them might be using those disposable vapes, which have an electric appliance inside them and a battery. And it's those smaller appliances that were not seen being returned. The challenge throughout Europe, less than, say, 12% of those very small appliances are coming back. So the core message out there really is, like, if you have and are using any appliance that works off a battery or a plug and has come to its end of life, to bring it back to, one, the retailer, any electrical retailer, actually, doesn't necessarily have to be the electrical retailer you bought it from, for a free recycling. Or you could go down to your local recycling center if there's one nearby. Again, it's free to go into a local authority recycling center with electronic and batteries. Or if you have a look at the We Ireland webpage, we do have special day events spotters around the country and in Dublin areas. But it is very important that we get those recycled.
Why do you think this is? Is it because, and I would struggle now to believe it's because people, young people, aren't aware of the repercussions of not recycling. I mean, is it laziness? What is it?
Look, it's, I suppose in this modern world, it's about convenience. We'll take a conscious effort to, you know, gather up those materials, and next time you're near an electrical store or near a recycling centre, to bring them to back. It's also, like, from a health and safety point of view, the waste industry, the people who collect your bin from outside your home, are very concerned of electrical appliances and batteries being disposed of in those bins, because the risk that those appliances could get damaged in the machines and the batteries broken, and then you get a potential risk of fire. So don't put any electrical appliances, no matter how small, nor batteries in those waste bins. And then also, like, you know, we then want to make sure that we manage to recover the critical raw materials that are in those batteries and electronics in general. So, you know, the small appliances would have critical raw materials that are essential for the production of new products. So certainly for sustainable development, sustainable consumption, and to have these raw materials to manufacture products going forward in the future, we want to recover those. In Europe, we import 90% plus of the critical raw materials we require to manufacture the products, but they end up in Europe. So there's a requirement by the EU now that we would recover 30% of all our needs for critical raw materials to manufacture new goods come from the existing goods that are already in the EU. So there's an environmental sustainable reason as well as the health and safety reason why we need to do this. And our survey showed that, look, 75% of the general public out there were aware that they need to recycle electronics from that sustainable environmental reason. And 50% were aware that there can be potential hazardous components in some of these electrical appliances, and hence why it's important to have it properly recycled.
It's just a matter really of getting that message to filter across all ages and all demographics so that we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. And as you said at the start there, Leo, there's a lot of information on the WE website, and when it comes to recycling centres, recycling days, participating retailers, you have a lot of that information on the website too. Leo Donovan from WE Ireland, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week.
Thank you.
And that website once again is WE Ireland, weeireland.ie. And that wraps up this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now on our website, and you'll find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there too, sunshineradio.ie. I'm Carol Dooley, thanks for joining me this week, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI, is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.